Hello everyone, it's me Tariq Bibi and welcome to day one of our Earn $5,000 a Month program. I'm so excited for today's call. I'm so excited for this whole entire program actually. It's been 2 years waiting to be birthed. So today's the day. Today's the first day that we launched this program. So excited to have you on board. Again, let's just take a step back and be very clear about what we're doing here together. So these are value-packed audio calls that we're going to learn about how to go from where we are now to earning around $5,000 a month from our gifts, talents, and abilities. So this program is for infinitely abundant light workers, for spiritual business women and men who want to reach more people, who want to make a bigger difference, and who want to make more money and have more money while living their life purpose, while doing what they're here to do, while being who they're here to be. And what makes this program different is that it is by someone who's an empath. It is co-created by someone who's a light worker, who's an indigo child, someone who's here who wants to make a difference in the world. So, but it also has marketing, it has business strategies, it has packaging, promoting, pricing, all those things that normally, I call them like kryptonite to a lot of healers and light workers. It's our kryptonite. We're so afraid of that. It includes technology. These are a lot of things that we try to, that really don't resonate with us. But what makes this program different is that I made sure that whatever I learned out there that works, a lot of that stuff works, just because it works doesn't mean that we need to do it. We're going to do it in a way that is heart-based, with integrity, because a lot of us empaths, we see through BS. We feel it. We feel it if someone's giving us the sales pitch. It doesn't resonate with us. It's a low vibration. So it's all going to be the new way of doing things moving forward in the new earth where we're all destined to thrive on all levels. This program was birthed as a direct guidance from my higher self saying go out there and show healers and light workers and spiritual businesswomen and men how to thrive doing what they love. And the Earn $5,000 a Month Club was born. So welcome to day one. And this is something that came through. So instead of this just being high-value content each call, so it's every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, there's going to be one call. It's a six-month program. So 12 modules. As well as getting the left brain information about what do we need to do step by step to get to $5,000 a month, we're also going to have some healing encoded into each audio. So cool. So right brain and left brain, both integrated. The spiritual and the physical. So starting now, I invite you just to take a few minutes, get cozy, get comfortable before we start, and go within, go into your heart space, take a deep belly breath, and set a heartfelt intention for what you would like to integrate into today's session. Could be about your business, about clients, about money, getting out there, making a bigger difference. Okay, good. And starting now, if there's anything interfering with you being able to receive the maximum during today's call, would you like an infinity healing to clear that? there's anything stopping you from being able to release all the things that no longer serve your highest good, would you like an infinity healing to clear that? And if there's any part of you that is sabotaging, resisting, interfering with, getting in the way of you being able to experience and receive all that wants to unfold now and throughout the call and even after the call, and to show the mind that it's safe for us to move forward and get out of our comfort zone and grow and evolve, if you'd like an infinity healing for that, just say yes. Okay, so we're activating the infinity healing that will be running through this entire call and through each and every call. Every time you listen to the module, your higher self is choosing something. Could be related to the call, could be something not related to the call, but it's affecting you from earning $5,000 a month, making a bigger difference, having the financial freedom you want, reaching more people, playing a bigger game, dreaming bigger, helping more people, owning your gifts, talents, and abilities, valuing them, all sorts of things relating to this program. So we're activating the infinity healing right now. If you'd like to receive it, just say yes. If you'd like your higher self that knows you better than you know yourself to choose what to work on during today's audio and to do an automatic infinity healing for each item, if you like that, just say yes. Take a deep belly breath and observe what happens in your being for the next 30 seconds. Beautiful. Wonderful. Okay, so every single time you listen to this audio, it's going to be something different. Each call, it's going to be a different healing based on what your higher self recommends at that time. So it's never going to expire. Every time you listen to it, there's a new layer, a new area that is affecting you from thriving, doing what you love, and the infinity healing will cover it. It's encoded into the recording. So whether this is the live call, whether it's the replay, it's all encoded into this audio. How amazing is that? I don't think this has ever been done before in a course. Okay, so what, you know, why do we want to earn $5,000 a month? Write down on a piece of paper your why. Why? First of all, I recommend having an actual full book dedicated to the Earn $5,000 a Month Club. File on your computer or folder, actually, a book, you know, like a, you know, those books with the different the books that, you know, if you're in school, you have, you know, notes to write on. So just a book dedicated to that notebook, and yeah, just title it, date it, you know, write your intention on it. Yeah, because we're going to be together for 6 months, so let's all set an intention right now for what we would like. Write it out. Well, as soon as you write it, writing is so powerful. It activates your inner infinite being to manifest the things you desire. So set your heartfelt intention, write it down. And it's not necessarily like a goal with a very specific outcome. It's more of like, what do you want to feel? So my intention is to be financially free. My intention is to feel fulfilled doing what I love. My intention is to connect with my soul tribe and just enjoy life to the fullest. Whatever it is, write it down. Okay, good. Okay, so some of you will earn the $5,000 a month before the program is done. Some of you will earn the $5,000 a month after the program is done. Some of you might even already have reached the $5,000 a month. And it's not, the $5,000 is just a number that I felt was a good number to aspire to start with, but it's definitely not the ceiling. It's not the, we're not capping it at 5,000. We're opening it for infinite abundance. That's why it's called the this program is for infinitely abundant light workers. Okay, so what do I know about this? When I started really wanting to make more money, it was 6 years into my business, and I was broke. I had a second job at a youth shelter that really took up all my time, and I remember just feeling really sad because here I was, you know, after all these years of investing in my business, now I'm working at a youth shelter where, yeah, I'm making a difference, doing yoga classes with the kids and, you know, recording some rap songs and, you know, doing some arts with them and sports and poetry. All of that was really amazing, and I really loved doing that. But, you know, was that the best use of my skills? Was that me making the biggest difference I'm able to make? No, it wasn't. It was actually me kind of, in a way, settling for less and giving up on my dream. And all the entrepreneurs that I know, like, fight or love for their dreams to come true. They don't fight for them. They love for them to come true. So they do everything in their heart to make their dreams come true. They know that whatever they go through at the beginning, it's temporary, because then once things start flowing, it's worth it at the end. So you just keep growing and evolving. If it doesn't happen now, it's destined to happen. Don't ever let the current reality dictate how it's going to be moving forward. By the way, if you guys can hear the noise in the background, that's rain falling down. Which is very cleansing. So there's an energy of cleansing encoded into this call. We're just letting the rain flush out the old stuff that no longer serves us and allowing ourselves to be cleansed and purified and reborn and renewed for the new version of ourselves that we want to be as very successful entrepreneurs, self-employed, financially free, free to live where we want, do what we're here to do, be who we're here to be, create our own hours, create our own rules. That is very, very possible. And this is coming from someone who never graduated out of high school, dropped out of college, and, you know, worked every job you can imagine, like the jobs no one really wanted, got fired from those jobs no one really wanted, and really felt like there's nothing for me here. But something kept telling me, there's more for me, there's more, keep pushing, you're here for a reason, keep doing it. Started the business, and, you know, still, it was very hard. I was trying to do it on my own. I never thought you can learn how to market and how to get more clients and how to make more money. I never knew that I can learn that. You know, school to me was a huge turnoff because it never taught me anything that I really truly desired. I started getting my information from, like, spiritual books at libraries, but I never thought there was something, you know, helping spiritual business owners, make more money and all that kind of stuff. And I'm so glad to be sharing this with you. So I've invested, like, the amount of programs I have are definitely over $75,000 worth of programs. And I'm such a great giver, so I just know that I'm pouring in everything that I felt has helped me get to where I am now. And so I went from broke to making $10,000 in 10 months, and then after that I doubled it 10 to 20, and then I made it, you know, at one point it's close to 30. So now it's just a matter of, like, slowing down. Okay, I proved to myself I can do it. Slow down, take it easy, manage my time, and, you know, create things that truly in my heart are going to make me feel so good. And this is definitely something that I'm creating with the time that I have that's going to help others do what I've done or even more than that. So let's get into it. So it's very important to learn from someone that is walking their talk and who has achieved the things that we are needing help with. Always make sure when you're connecting with a mentor, with a teacher, with a course, a program, that they are living what your dream reality. They're doing what you're wanting to do. Just being around them, having them in your thoughts, in your consciousness, it helps you believe it happened to them. It can happen to me. And I was the lowest of the low. Like, I was at the bottom of every class. Everyone else was better than me, or so I thought. And so I really have that belief that says if I could do it, anyone can do it. Anyone can learn this. Anyone can implement this. Anyone can do this. And this is not just a matter of information and implementing information, because you also have the Infinity Healing helping you. So what is the Infinity Healing? The Infinity Healing is basically Source, God, Universe, with its infinite wisdom, infinite power, infinite intelligence, knows you better than you know yourself, and it's going to do everything it knows to do to assist you in achieving your goal. How cool is that? And I did it the long way. I did it the hard way. I did it kind of on my own. I got $30,000 into debt, and we don't want that to happen for you. Okay, so today's focus is on goals. One of the most important things when you have your business is there's so, as an entrepreneur, you'll have a million ideas just pouring into your mind. So write this down. Buy an ideas journal. Because those ideas that come into your mind are sometimes million-dollar ideas. There's so many times I've had these million-dollar ideas. I never followed through on them, and someone else did it, and they became very wealthy. And it's fine, because we only have an infinite supply of these ideas that come straight from Source. But write them down, because you can look at them from time to time and see if any of them or something that, oh my God, this is exactly what I want to be doing with my time right now. I am going to fully dedicate, you know, some time to making this a priority in my life. So write down to have an ideas journal, and every time you just keep that journal with, you know, keep that piece of that book let with you. Let's say you're traveling, you're in the car, you're in the subway, you're journaling in the morning, going for coffee, wherever you are, keep it with you so that when those random ideas come, because they come at the most random times, write it down. And then you can just have, you can basically collect them and then go back to them when you feel inspired to maybe potentially follow through on one of them. Okay, so with goals. Today, mark on your calendar. Wow, it's really pouring like crazy outside. I've never seen it this bad in my life. Okay. Okay, so I want you guys to write down, what are your top three goals? Top three. So first of all, just jot down, take the next 2 minutes just to write down all the goals that come to your mind, the big ones. For example, having this program was one of my big goals. It could be an amount of money that you want to achieve, or a feeling, you know, financial freedom could be a goal. You can reach that point where you just don't feel that money is a concern. You're more focused on how I can make a difference, how I can help people. Creating your own course, creating your own program, getting on a telesummit, having your own radio show, learning a new course, having your first client or having your first group of clients, whatever your goal is. And the beautiful thing about goals is it's so fun to constantly challenge yourself. If you're like me, you don't want to get stuck just for years and years doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. You want to keep it exciting and fresh and different. So, like, for example, this program to me is very exciting. It's something new. It's something that's been in my mind for many years now, 2 years, and it's different. So same thing with you. You can be a healer or a spiritual business owner, and you can always have different things that keep things exciting for you. Okay, so write down your goals, and then I want you to prioritize the top three. What are the top three goals prioritize them as number one priority, number two, and number three. Okay. You can do this now or you can do it when the call is done. Okay. Now, you can look at this list every morning, and you want to do the one that feels the juiciest to you. You want to start your day, like after you're done, let's say you meditate, you do yoga, you go for a walk, coffee, hopefully something healthier like herbal tea or a smoothie, whatever you do, once you're ready to start your day, you want to start off with these big goals. Why? You start off with the big goals because at the beginning of your day, you have all this time, all this energy, focus. I can do anything today. The whole day is ahead of me. You don't want to start with a Hotmail, right? Right? Do not start your day checking Hotmail. It's a bad habit, and it's the most unproductive, unprofit. It doesn't even give back to you. It's not the best use of your time. Do not start with Hotmail. Do not start with Facebook, as tempting as that is. You know, start out, you could play some high vibration music, something that gets you uplifted, motivated. Some people play classical music, you know, sound healing frequencies, things that get you in a certain zone. You know, it's nice to have music accompanying your day-to-day so that, you know, just soundtrack to your days. Having music helps me focus better. Not for everyone. I know some people, they need silence. So, and then you want to start with one of these. So you look at your big goal list and you see all the ones you've written out. And then you're like, you know what? This one to me is really sticking out right now. I'm going to do this. This one feels so exciting. I'm going to reach out to, you know, five healing centers and book workshops with them. Now, okay, I said five, but technically what you want to do is, let's say you have, and you're going to dedicate 1 hour to that big goal. So you start doing the one that feels the juiciest to you. Start getting into the habit of not just doing something because you have to, doing it because it feels juicy to you. It feels, you know, yeah, there might be some things that you don't love about it, or like writing out descriptions or calling people or pricing and all that, but the idea of it feels really exciting to you. Those are the ones you want to go after. And something that feels really exciting now might not feel exciting in the future. Something that doesn't feel exciting now at some point in the future will be very exciting. So it's all about checking in intuitively and knowing what to do, when to do it. So for each goal, if you write this down, for each goal, you want to break it down into baby steps. The secret to succeeding is breaking down these big, intimidating goals into baby steps. What are all the baby steps for each goal? That's going to be your home play for when we're done. I don't want to say homework. I'm going to call it home play. So the home play assignment is to take all your big goals, and we can change the word goals because it kind of has that energy of something not so fun, and call it desire. My big desires. And you can even take big out of it. So my, you know, juicy desires. It's a different vibration. My juicy desires, and break it down into baby steps. Because when you look at your, you know, day, your list for the day, the things you're going to do for that day, and if you just have one baby step in it that says, call the healing center to see their availabilities, how intimidating is that? It's very not intimidating. But if you have their, you know, do 12 workshops a year, or 4 workshops a month, you know, that's intimidating. So you do one baby step. You have the whole hour. You finish that baby step. You can do one of two things. You can either go and try to, and so you're writing, you write down all the baby steps and you put a little square next to the baby step. you can have a special book for this. I know someone who has, at one point, I remember having this book, which is, you could get it from, like, just a bookstore for kids and students, and it's like a fun book. It makes it fun. It's like, I think it was all black, and then it had like a magic marker, and then when you tick it, it's got like rainbow colors, like sparkles. It was just, it was really cool, and it's fun. We can make these things really fun. You can have stickers. You can put like a nice star every time you achieve the goal. I like to stop and pause and do like a happy dance every time I accomplish a goal. So you can make them really fun. You want to reward yourself. I definitely reward myself through I'll sing a song, I'll dance to my favorite song, I'll just jump up and down and do jumping jacks, just anything to celebrate. You know, I'll go out to a cafe or grab something yummy and healthy or whatever. There's a million ways of rewarding ourselves, and just to keep your energy high. You know, you don't want to get into that trap of next, because it never ends. The list never ends. There's always something else. So you pause, take a minute, celebrate, dance, you know, tell yourself, good job, I'm proud of you, and then move on to the next one. So let's say that you're 30 minutes into it, you look at it, and you're like, you know what, that's it. I don't want anything to do with this for the rest of the day. Good. Move on to the second goal. Look at your second goal. Okay, the second goal is to create a Facebook page. Right, for my business. So that feels juicy. Wow, you know, like that's a baby step. I go to Facebook. I'm not sure how to do this, so I'm just going to type on YouTube. By the way, this is a tip for anything you don't know how to do. Just do one of two things. One, type it on Google, how to open up a fan page on Facebook. Or go to YouTube, youtube.com, type in how do I ... How do I create my own website, open up a YouTube account, have a Facebook page? How do I create a Facebook ad? How do I get more clients? Whatever you want, ask Google, ask YouTube. For me, I prefer YouTube because I'm the type of learner that I'm a tactile learner, so I can't just do it from hearing it. I need to have someone show me step by step how they're doing it. And on YouTube, it's so beautiful because they show you on their screen exactly how they're doing what they're doing. And you pause it, you do the first part, you play, pause again, you do the second, you keep following it until you accomplish it. So, let's say that was a new exciting thing. And then by the time you're done, that was the 30 minutes. Move on to goal number two. So for me, the best thing I recommend is doing two goals at the very beginning. So that's 2 hours of focus time dedicated to things that are, you know, they're big deals. Like if you finished those 2 hours, good. You know, you did the most important thing. Now, sure, you know, not waste the rest of the day, but if you do get caught up in Hotmail and like emails, Facebook, Twitter, at least you got that out of the way. Okay, so you have the 2 hours, you're focusing on your goals, you're doing the baby steps, you're putting a sticker or ticking, you know, when you accomplish something, you're doing a happy dance, doing something to celebrate your success. And what I recommend after that is to have a break, so 1 hour, second hour. So let's say you start off at 9 to 10, goal desire 1, 10 to 11, desire 2. Then 11 to 12, what's something that you really love to do? For me, I love working out. For me, I love yoga. I love praying in the morning. I love sitting out in the balcony and having my smoothie. I love going for a walk and just setting intentions. I know people who love journaling at the beginning of the day. Whatever gets reading a book. Whatever gets you kind of in a good place, so that your energy is raising higher. So I would recommend to do that right after the 2 hours, so at around 11 o'clock. So it could be working out, could be dancing, could be yoga, And this is still like it's your work hours in a way, so you want it to be something productive as well. But for example, for me with working out, if I don't do it around that time and get it out of the way, by the time I'm done working, it's late, I'm drained, you know, I don't want to work out after that. So this is it's all about strategically maintaining your energy. As the fire truck goes by. Okay. All right. So I hope you guys are enjoying this so far. So goal one, desire one, desire two, something really fun for the next hour that's going to raise your vibration. Then desire three. So, for example, it could be 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12 doing that fun thing, and then 11 to 12. Sorry, 12 to 1. Desire three. So you have your home play, know what those three goals are, and write out the baby steps for each one. So you can have one list that has all your goals. You can have another list that has your top three goals. The list with the top three goals, cut it out, put it next to your computer, laptop, washroom, put it everywhere where you sleep. Because you're letting your subconscious mind know what to focus on. Look at it. Put it in your wallet. Whenever you get a chance, just look at it. These are the top three things that mean the most to you. Focus on them. Every time you look at it, your subconscious mind literally starts to work on it, starts to generate ideas, and you know, it just makes it so much easier. You're activating the infinite part of yourself, and it's doing the work for you so that it feels more easy and graceful as you move forward doing them. And I recommend having those desires be completed within a 3-month span. So these are big goals, right? So creating a course or teaching a course, launching a new program, getting on a summit, creating a radio show, traveling, creating a retreat, creating your own online summit, creating an event, launching a new product, whatever it is. 3 months. And so we're starting today. We're completing our program in 6 months. By the end of the 6 months, you would have completed 6 key goals, 6 desires. 3 in the next 3 months, 3 in the 3 months after that. Home play. What are your top three desires that you are going to complete before the end of the 3 months? So, calendars. I personally use an online calendar. It's part of my website. I pay for it. People can book in sessions. And I can do my own personal stuff as well. There's also Google calendars. It's free, and it's a great way of just having your days structured. You know, one great thing about calendars and writing all these things on pieces of paper gets it out of your head. The worst thing for me is if you're trying to be present in the moment, you're going out for a walk, you're having fun on a weekend, and there's all this stuff at the back of your mind because you didn't write it down somewhere. You're subconsciously kind of worried about it or thinking about it or not sure. It's not solidified. It's not grounded. So you get it out of your mind, put it on the calendar, and then don't even think about it till when you need to. You know what I mean? It's already there. You're not going to miss it. And your calendar becomes your your boss in a way. Like, it's got everything figured out for you. It's the one dictating to you what to do with your time. I follow it religiously. It controls my day in a way. And I love that because without it, I feel out of control. So if I train myself to look on my calendar, hey calendar, what do I do with my day today? Oh, start off, wake up 6, go. So my calendar is like, wake up at 6, pray, meditate for an hour, yoga for another 30 minutes, drink my smoothie, and then start. So 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then 8 to 9, desire 1, 9 to 10, desire 2, 10 to 11, let's say workout, 11 to 12, desire 3. It's 12 o'clock, and I have completed really important things. Then let's say 12 to 3, 4, I'm doing sessions. And then 4 to 5, I have my hobbies that I do on the side. So I actually love doing music. So I dedicate 2 hours to music. And then, you know, so 4 to 5. And then the last hour, let's say I join the program that's teaching me something. For example, you guys are in this program. So in my calendar, and I can have, let's say, 5 to 6 or 4 to 5 committed to just going over the audio, you know, brainstorming some ideas, doing the home play for this program. That could be integrated into your day as well. That's an example of how my day is. It would be great to cap it at 5 and then stop, and then make sure you have that time where it's like, stop, done. It's over. After this, no more work. You just, you know, shut down the computer, go for a walk, do things that you love doing, that you love, that bring your vibration high, because that's going to maintain your energy throughout the week. Even a simple going for a walk will do wonders to your being. Go to a group, socializing is very important. You want to make sure that that group is high vibration, drum circles, music, dancing. And of course, like, we have to maintain our energy. So going into like a nightclub, you know, who knows what kind of energies you might pick up. So just nature, park, water, sand, trees, grass, friends, pets, you know, all these things. You know, painting, drawing, for me, writing words, journaling, reading a book, going to watch your favorite movie, making your favorite meal, having friends over. All those things will raise your vibration, and you can do them as soon as your day's done. And it's another way of, I don't know, rewarding yourself. You did a great job. You did so good. And you also want to track. You want to track down. You want to write down every time you accomplish something. You have a sheet of paper or a file on your computer, if you want to save the trees, file on your computer, and it's all the things you accomplished. So as soon as you finish one of those things, you tick it, and you get into the habit of putting it on, writing it down, so that when 5 o'clock hits, 6 o'clock hits, you look at it and you're like, wow, I did all of this today? Woof! Now, without that, you might have, if you're like me, and it's never enough, you might not feel like you've done a lot. You might have done more than anyone would normally do, but in your mind, you feel like, I didn't really do that much. So by looking at that list, you can go, wow, I did a lot today. And then it almost really helps you to not want to work anymore, because that's it. You reassured your subconscious mind and your mind that you've done a lot, you're aware of how much you've done, and then it helps you to surrender, to let go, to, you know, release and go do something else that's not related to your business and your surviving, out of surviving, to your thriving. So that's a good tip. And celebrate. Do something to celebrate all the things you've accomplished today. Okay. How are we doing so far? So out of all the goals you write down, just brainstorm, put them all there. You want to have stuff to do with marketing. You want to have stuff to do with getting clients. So some of the things that I recommend you do is on a sheet of paper, and you can go to the store and get like colored papers, colored markers. And you want, call one, 100 ways I can make money. So that can be in the middle, different color circle. And then put all these other circles around it of the 100 ways you can make money. And that's part of your home play. And so anytime you feel like, oh my God, I have no idea how to make money, boom, it's right there. 100 ways for you to make money. And then all you do is look at that list and same thing. Which ones are the juiciest? Whichever ones are the juiciest, circle them, you know, with 2 circles, a different colored circle. So that, again, you're telling your subconscious mind, focus on these ones because they're the juiciest. They make me feel the most alive. They excite me the most. which means that you're in alignment with them, which means that you'll experience abundance and you'll prosper doing them. Okay, so that's the 100 ways for me to make money. Okay, and then you want another sheet for marketing. We're not kidding here, guys. We're here on a mission. We're on a mission to make to receive $5,000 a month minimum doing our healing work. So these are things that we do to make it real. Okay, and then the second thing is marketing. Ooh, marketing. But authentic marketing. Okay, so marketing simply means things that you can do to help the customer purchase your services, your products, in the easiest way possible. So it's so worth putting in the time to do some marketing work or play. Because when you do the marketing stuff, it just makes it so much easier to get the client. Instead of having to go out there, hustle, bustle, network, here's my card, why didn't they call me, flyers. There's all these things people do that are ineffective ways of marketing. And I remember when I first got into it, it was all about the cards. If I just give someone, I thought if I had a card that said what I do, I'm guaranteed to get business. Not necessary. Not necessarily true. If I have a flyer that just talks about how amazing my business is and I give it away to the whole neighborhood, I didn't get a single call back. So there's something about face-to-face, but there's also something about effective marketing. We're going to learn more about that. So I want you guys to brainstorm 100 ways I can market my business, which means 100 ways I can get more clients. Facebook ads are really amazing. Facebook advertisement. YouTube, creating YouTube videos, that's one way of marketing. Having a Twitter account, Instagram, Facebook. I'm not into the Instagram, but Facebook definitely. Joining other Facebook groups. Going to healing centers, expos. Right? Start gathering your own newsletter subscribers, partnering up with someone else who has a big list of your audience, your authentic audience, your client base. So write 100 ways that you can get out there and get your services out there and help more people and make a bigger difference. Okay, and then same thing, circle the juiciest ones, the top 5 to 10 juiciest ones. Okay, very important with deadlines, with goals is to have deadlines. Otherwise, you don't know the urgency of completing it. That way you can pace yourself. You can have, like for you guys, you have 3 months to accomplish your desires. What I recommend doing is at the end of each month, mark it on your calendar to check in. Look at that sheet of paper that says desire number one. Look at all the baby steps, and you should be, you know, so let's say a month and a half into it, you look at it, you should be halfway through that list. You know what I mean? So you're tracking your progress. If you're a little behind, you do a bit more. If you're a little advanced, you can take it a bit easier. Whatever whatever you feel is best. And then you definitely want to have a few reminders. So again, if it's a physical calendar, I highly recommend one of those big ones that you can put on your desk. I really love it. Just helps me see the whole month in advance. I can look at the whole month and say, wow, okay, this is my whole month. And now I know that this has to be completed here. Gives me time here, here, here. I'm a very last-minute kind of guy, but it works for me. Not everyone can do that. So I recommend having those physical calendars. A lot of people also have just trained themselves with technology to have it online. So you're welcome to also just do that online. But for me, there's something about writing it with a piece of paper, on a paper and with a pen and just it registers in my mind in a different way. It's more solidified. Okay. So you want those deadlines, you want to check in, see how you're doing. That way, let's say it's a day before the deadline, you know, you're not going to be surprised, oh my God, I still have like 10 baby steps, because you had it all planned out. Okay. Powerful, powerful tip. At the end of the day, say right, oh, so one other thing. On your calendar, one thing I forgot to mention is, remember how we talked about Facebook and Hotmail being things that really consume our time? Sometimes I'll go onto Facebook and I'm like, I just need to message one client. And then 3 hours go by. Not only did I forget to message that client, but 3 hours went by and I just wasted my time just doing silly things. Not really like business related. And I didn't even do the thing that initially I went there to do. It's kind of like, it's like going to Las Vegas. You're just going to get lost in all these beautiful bright lights. Okay, distractions. Life has infinite distractions. Another thing is sometimes it's actually good to get out of your comfort zone, which it could be your home, and go to a library. The library, you don't have the fridge right next to you. Okay, you're not going to be snacking the whole time. You don't have the, you know, you're just going to make better use of your time. There's just nothing in front of you except your pieces of paper, your computer, your laptop maybe, and you're just focused on doing what you need to do. Something really powerful about that. Okay. So I recommend plugging into your day 2 30-minute slots. I believe I have mine at like 11:30 to 12, and then maybe one at like 2:30 to 3 or whatever the case may be. So 2 30-minute slots during your work hours. And those are dedicated to email/Facebook. And honor it. You look, you're like, wow. And trust me, when you have those 30 minutes to go over your emails, you make sure you make the best use of that time. And everything's efficient, straight to the point, moving, next. You'll potentially reach the point where you're never going to catch up with emails. You're never going to catch up with your goals. You just simply reach that point where I did my best. And you have to stop at some point. You may never do everything you've wanted, and it's fine. Accept that and expect that. At least I did my best. At least I have a system in place, and at least I did, and you look at your list, you're like, wow, at least I did all these things. Some days you'll have better days, some days you'll have slow days, like I know around the full moon and Mercury retrograde, like everything kind of slows down, and it's fine. You know, during those times, you can take it more easier on yourself. Be more gentle with yourself. Go with the flow. Okay. Okay. Now, with all these goals, you have 100 goals, right? Which ones should you focus on the most? How are you going to know which ones are the priority? Well, yeah, one is that they're the juiciest. But the priority, why are we in business? We're in business to make money. We're in business, okay? We're in business to make a difference in the world, but making more, you've joined this program not just because you want to make a difference in the world. You want to make a difference in the world is why you got the healing, you know, when it got a healing course, or you want to make a difference. So you learned how to do something creative with your, you know, but you're part of the reason why you're in this program is you want to make more money. And I remember it took me forever to admit that. I was even ashamed to ask the healers I used to work with, I was ashamed to let them know, could we use this session to work on money? I know it's not spiritual. You know, I used to be in that mindset where I was like, ooh, we're not supposed to talk about money. And here we talk about money. Yes, money is a priority. It's not money itself, but it's the freedom that it gives us. The higher quality of living. We're here doing the most important work on the planet. It's okay if we allow ourselves to thrive and to be fulfilled and to have the freedom and the luxury that we want, the higher quality of life that we deserve. It's okay. All right. So the things that you want to focus on are the things that make you the most money. So if writing a book, okay, here we go. For example, I was working with a client, and instead of writing posts on Facebook, which took a lot of her time and didn't necessarily generate more subscribers for her or wasn't the best way to do it, my tip for her, because she wanted some one-on-one mentoring, the tip for her was to record a video of what you wanted to post. Turn your writing into a video. And that video now is working for you. You could be sleeping, and people all over the world are watching it, subscribing to your website, getting to know you better. It's an effective way of using technology to work for you. So figure out what are the best ways you like reaching out to people. Is it through songs, through blogs, through videos? I know I'm big on being on videos. Maybe it's because I'm Leo rising. Apparently Leos are good in the limelight or whatever it is. So whatever the case is, find out your thing. I know one person, she's got, so many subscribers. Her gift is in writing. She's great at writing blogs. She connects with people the best through writing. And yours could be a bunch. And just figure them out. You know, for me, I get these inspired poems every now and then. I love posting them on Facebook. They just come through, inspired poetry. I feel like a release. People read it. Some of them cry. Some of them release and heal. So I love doing that. I love doing videos. I love doing calls. So figure out your best way to connect with your audience. So it could be through emails. Okay. But which ones out of all of those make the most money? So let's say one of your goals is to do a course. I remember one of my clients was a yoga instructor. She was spending all her time, doing these workshops here and there, which would make her like $100, $150 by the end of it. But what if she spent her time creating the course, which is what I recommended her to focus her time on, because when she taught, if she was to teach the course, she could have made $4,000 per student. So it's very common for us not to keep our eye on the prize, not to focus on the things that make the most money. It's so common. So what are the things that you can focus on that will give you the most amount of money? Creating a course, creating an audio program, which we'll get it by the time we're done this course. Hopefully all of you will have your own audio program, website, YouTube channel, etc. And some of these are not directly going to give you so much money, but in the long run, they will pay off. So like a YouTube video, you're getting like a penny per click or something. And you're not directly making money from it, but that one person that connects with you through the video, your story resonated with them, they're part of your soul tribe, they connected through YouTube, they, joined your subscription, then they love you so much, whatever you put out, they want. You put out a painting, they want it. You put out a retreat, they want to be part of it. You put out a course, they want to be part of it. Put on a workshop, they want to be part of it. So then it pays off. So that's also something I recommend. And for me, I highly recommend, if you're going to do YouTube videos, have it systematic. So like one video a week, one video every 2 weeks, one video a month, whatever it is, but like consistent. For me, it's one YouTube video every single week. So focus on what makes the most money. I have a list on my board, and I literally, every time something good happens, I mark it there. So, new subscriber, I'll mark it, you know, I'll add one new subscriber. One new sales, I'll mark it, new sale. Someone for the audio program, someone for a one-on-one session, someone, new person joined the course, a new person joined the program, a new summit once. I just mark it all down, new subscriber on YouTube, new Facebook. It's a lot. But just by tracking it, it just helps you realize what you look back at the end of the week. You're like, wow, all of that happened this week. Again, that just helps you want to celebrate your weekend even more. Like, wow, look how amazing this week has been. I'm going to do something really special. So celebrate those. Write them down. What you focus on expands. If you focus on how to make money, you're going to make more money. If you focus on all the accomplishments, you get more accomplishments. Whatever you focus on expands. I highly recommend having one of your days to be a marketing day. That day, so those three goals for that day, or at least two goals of that day, will be focused on marketing, creating a YouTube video, writing out a blog, creating a Facebook group, sharing your information on different Facebook groups, going to a networking event, anything, adding content to your website, creating your website, figuring out how to have a sign-up thing, focus on the assignments in this program, marketing day. Pick one day of the week that's completely dedicated to marketing. And then you look at your 100 ways to market, and then you just choose the ones that are, you just spend your day doing those things. Okay. All right, I invite everyone now to take a deep belly breath and release. Take another deep belly breath and release. Okay, guys, so enjoy the home play. I'll be with you guys in 2 weeks. Have fun with it. Go out, get markers, colors, different colored papers, stick it on the wall, have fun with it, celebrate. And I'm looking forward to reconnecting with you then. So until then, thrive doing what you love. And we'll talk soon. Bye for now.
The moderator has left the conference.